The Tafsir of Al-Mu'awwidhatayn, Surahs Al-Falaq and An-Nas, Chapters 113 and 114, which were revealed in Al-Madinah. The first topic is the position of Ibn Mas'ud concerning Al-Mu'awwidhatayn. Imam Ahmad recorded from Zir bin Hubaysh that Ubay bin Ka'ab told him that Ibn Mas'ud did not record the Mu'awwidhatayn in his Mus'haf, that is, copy of the Qur'an. So Ubay said, I testified the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed me that Jibreel said to him, Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of Al-Falaq. Al-Qur'an, chapter 113, verse 1. So he said it, and Jibreel said to him, Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. Qur'an, chapter 114, verse 1. So he said it. Therefore, we say what the Prophet ﷺ said. The next topic is the virtues of Surahs Al-Falaq and An-Nas. In his Sahih, Muslim recorded on the authority of Uqba bin Amir that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, Do you not see that there have been ayat revealed to me tonight, the like of which has not been seen before? They are, Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of Al-Falaq. And say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. This hadith was recorded by Ahmad, At-Tirmidhi, and An-Nasai. At-Tirmidhi said, Hasan Sahih. Another narration. Imam Ahmad recorded from Uqba bin Amir that he said, While I was leading the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam along one of these paths, he said, O Uqba, will you not ride? I was afraid that this might be considered an act of disobedience. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got down and I rode for a while. Then he rode. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Uqba, should I not teach you two surahs that are of the best two surahs that the people recite? I said, Of course, O Messenger of Allah. So he taught me to recite, Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of Al-Falaq. And say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. Then the call was given to begin the prayer, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went forward, that is to lead the people, and he recited them in the prayer. Afterwards, he passed by me and said, What do you think, O Uqayb? Recite these two surahs whenever you go to sleep and whenever you get up. An-Nasai and Abu Dawood both recorded this hadith. Another narration. An-Nasai recorded from Uqba bin Amir that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Verily, the people do not seek protection with anything like these two. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of Al-Falaq. And say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of mankind. Another narration. An-Nasai recorded that Uqba bin Amir said, I was walking with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, O Uqba, say. I replied, What should I say? So he was silent and did not respond to me. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Say. I replied, What should I say, O Messenger of Allah? He said, Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of Al-Falaq. So I recited it until I reached its end. Then he said, Say. I replied, What should I say, O Messenger of Allah? He said, Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. So I recited it until I reached its end. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, No person beseeches with anything like these, and no person seeks refuge with anything like these. Another hadith. An-Nasai recorded that Ibn Abis al-Juhani said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, O Ibn Abis, shall I guide you to or inform you of the best thing that those who seek protection use for protection? He replied, Of course, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of Al-Falaq. And say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. These two surahs are the best protection. Imam Malik recorded from Aisha that whenever the Messenger of Allah ﷺ was suffering from an ailment, he would recite the Mu'awwidhatayn over himself and blow over himself. Then if his pain became severe, Aisha said, that she would recite the Mu'awwidhatayn over him and take his hand and wipe it over himself, seeking the blessings of those surahs. Al-Bukhari, Abu Dawud, An-Nasai, and Ibn Majah all recorded this hadith. It has been reported from Abu Sa'id that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to seek protection against the evil eyes of the jinns and mankind. But when the Mu'awwidhatayn were revealed, he used them for protection and abandoned all else besides them. At-Tirmidhi, An-Nasai, and Ibn Majah recorded this. At-Tirmidhi said, this hadith is Hasan Sahih.